alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
What is the most outrageous offer you ever got?
And levels of beauty that you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
And they're really, I mean, some incredible, beautiful women. They'll walk up, and they'll flip their top.
Ooh.
Wow. And they'll flip the panties.
Oh, my. There's our guy. There's
future president of the United States of America.
Future president of the United States telling us about how women flip their panties at him.
Mm-hmm. He's very proud of that.
Right. Although we did have a president who was, you know, fairly successful, who had that happen all the time to him. So, you know, what are you going to do? What do you make of any of this?
No, there's nothing to make of it.
All right, Knarble Wagon is rolling. Mm-hmm. The fine folks from Harry Carey's are here. Now, this is a shocker. You never get the people from Harry Carey's to come by and do the Knarble Wagon. You never have. Frankie, would you sit down for a second so I can ask you a few important questions?
You know,
he's handing out important things.
Well, Frankie, we always have to have Frankie do this because Frankie keeps all the secrets.
Right.
And that's the important thing. Right,
so you got to be nice to Frankie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Frankie's
cause. Don't tell stories out of school.
Right. And Frankie has been incredibly good to us, including things that have happened on this very radio program. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in this building, but certainly in other buildings.
Some scandalous things?
Yeah, that happened at the end of longer Knarble Wagons. Because, you know, mm-hmm. we used to just do the Knarble Wagon for an hour at a time, and then we could survive it. Now that we do it for 2 hours at a time, and for a while at the other place we did it for 2 hours at a time, mm-hmm. anything can happen.
There's a pacing involved.
Yeah, well, and basically
has.
I brought enough booze for a whole shift at work, just to make sure.
Okay,
I think one time I ran out and I said, "Rut-row."
And that's a nice, actually, it's right after I said "rut-row." It was right.
I had a friend once visiting from another faraway land, and we went to Harry Carey's, and my friend actually thought, and Frankie was serving me, my friend thought the name of my beer was "This One's on Me." Because he's like, well, that's what you keep getting from that guy behind the bar. And I'm like, no, that's not the brand name.
How cool is that?
I made that story up.
I went, all right, so now Harry Carey's is here because we're doing the Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey on Tuesday at the Mothership, 33 West Kinsey, Dearborn and Kinsey, right here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 4 hours of a spectacle. That is Super Tuesday. We're going to be doing some of the regular radio show. But as the hours go on that radio show, we get closer and closer and closer to the toast. Athletic greats from Chicago's past and present are going to be with us.
All five teams will be represented.
All five major teams will be represented. Right, that is correct. Yes, now I was just doing the math in my head. Yes, that is correct. Ryan Sandberg, who is, and I'm so happy about this, and you're a Philadelphia guys. So it's interesting, Frankie, because you got to love Rhino too, because he came up in the Phillies organization.
He started with the Phillies, then obviously he dominated with the Cubs.
Who clearly recognized the Hall of Fame talent.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, said, why can't we let's ship him away?
Dallas Green did, because Dallas Green left the Phillies and brought him with. But it's been really cool for me to watch Rhino
there.
Thank you. That's a Philadelphia coming out. But to watch Rhino and his relationship with the fans is just incredible.
Amazing.
Right now, it's really, really cool to watch his interaction with the fans because, again, he's been a hero for over 30 years now. It's hard to believe.
Gee, that is hard to believe.
He looks younger than me, and he's just having a great time.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's so much fun. He's like a baseball guy. He reminds me so much when you talk to him. He reminds me very much, whether it's Bull Durham or A League of Their Own, he's the guy sitting on the bus that loves the game.
Yeah.
Right? That's
yeah,
the
I
mean, guy.
That's what you saw when he wanted to get back into managing. He did that. He went down to the minors and he rode on buses. And you saw the success he had, how he connected with kids. Because mm-hmm. these kids are like, oh, my God, this is a Hall of Famer. And they listened to him. And the thing was, if you go back on his record and those minor league teams, they set records each year. He had, and then up to when he was the Iron Pigs for the Phillies, their AAA, they set their best record of all time before they made him the manager of the big league club.
Very happy that that he's back with the Chicago Cubs organization. Ron Kittle, the great Ron Kittle, who's also just
awesome. Fun.
Just amazing. And he's got the biggest hands I've ever seen.
The biggest hands ever.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
I mean, you shake his hand, mm-hmm. and it's up to your shoulder
by
the time it's
done. He's such a teddy bear, though. He's so nice.
That's exactly it. He's so nice, you know.
Funny.
Ordinarily, you'd be like, oh, my God. No, but he's just, like you said, a big teddy bear.
And you know, gentle. He makes those benches out of baseball bats, those cool custom benches. He uses no materials other than his hand and the bats, and he just squeezes them all together. There's no glue. There's no welding.
They're like toothpicks in his hands. He just puts them together.
Then Bob Love from the Chicago Bulls is going to be there. One of my heroes growing up, right?
Yeah.
And played on that ascendant team of the 1970s that was just they just sort of broke professional basketball open in Chicago, right? And then it made room for the 1980s. And, of course, we remember what happened then. I think we remember what happened in the 1980s into the 1990s. What happened then to that team? But you had guys that Bob Love played with that just kind of go down. And
Norm.
And Norm Van Leer. Norm Van Leer. I saw Norm Van Leer before the three-point shot hit a three-quarter at a game. And again, the game, those games in the 1970s were like the Hawks games before this great run, where you could show up at the Chicago Stadium and go just walk in after the game started, right? I mean, the Cubs had those kinds of things. Yeah. And I saw Norm Van Leer once hit a three-quarter length shot at the end of a quarter. Mm-hmm. And it was just – and I was like, I cannot believe a human being could do that. You know, and it just was effortless.
Well, Bob Love, if you look at his career, I was just looking up, you know, he averaged – when he was with the Bulls, 21 points a game in the 9 seasons with the Bulls. And if they had the three-point field goal back then, he probably would have averaged 25, 26 points per game easily, because he was always shooting from the deep in the corner was one of his sweet spots. Those would have been three-pointers.
And if I could say this with love, Norm Van Leer, just as impressive off the court.
Yeah,
I just
want
to throw
that
out there. Oh. Just as impressive off the court.
I didn't get to know him as a player watching him play, but I got to know him post, and really, awesome human being. Amazing man.
Amazing man. And, you know, and obviously gone too soon, mm-hmm. you know, that happens to athletes too much. Mm-hmm. But he was just a special, the most charming guy ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most charming guy ever. And speaking of charming, Carbomb is going to be with us too, representing the Chicago Blackhawks, Daniel Carcillo.
That was a really nice segue.
Wasn't that great?
I learn something every time I'm here.
He is a pro. Yeah.
How many fights? I'm going to ask you, I guessed this accurately yesterday. How many fights in Daniel Carcillo's NHL career do you think he found himself in?
Roe guessed this exactly right.
Oh,
I think
no,
it's
I
seven
number.
Seasons. So eight full seasons in the
NHL. Okay, I'm going to say 211.
Eight full seasons?
Eight full seasons, yeah.
108.
No, that's very close, though.
Very close.
94.
Wow.
94. Because
in this day and age.
Right. Yeah, in this day and age, they don't do this anymore. You know, it's not. Hey, it's not exactly like, you know. Some
if
of
it
those.
Was Dave Schultz, yeah. for example.
Hammer. Thank you.
I look over at the Philadelphia guy. It would be how many games did he play times two?
Right.
Maybe two and a half.
Yeah,
maybe
so. Exactly. Right. Wow. And they would just every time he was on the ice. But and Carcillo had one of the most amazing goals too in the 2010 run that kept him in. Mm. It was just was it 2013? It's 2013, I think.
2010 he was with another team.
Right, probably. 2013. The 2013 playoffs where he came back,
right.
remember? And
Rest.
He was, and it was just, it was amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so he's going to be there. Richard Dent.
Richard Dent.
Also going to be there as well.
I was going to say, don't forget our main man.
No.
Prominently
cannot.
Featured in the recent great ESPN documentary, the 30-30 on the 85 Bears.
Yeah. I was just at the toast to Richard Dent with the over the weekend. Very, very nice turnout there.
I had toast with Richard Dent.
You did?
Because, you know, he's out and about. He's ubiquitous,
he
as
is.
They
he
say.
Is. He's very much a Chicago, you know, legend, and then he's stayed here, and so you run into him on occasion.
That is totally true.
On all occasions.
Mm-hmm. A lot of occasions, especially if you're East Bank Club.
All right, now the... Let me just say that we're going to get to the, this is going to be a great time. Just come by the Worldwide Toast Eric Carrier. It's free admission. Just come in. We have a progressive happy hour. We'll explain that coming up a little bit later on when I have all the legalese in front of me. Apparently, there's there's some international like NATO kind of law that covers how I can explain what we're doing here.
And they're listening. They're out there listening to you, Ro. So
yes. Beer at one point, I could say this, I think this is legal to say, beer at one point during our toast to Harry will, actually during the toast to Harry, will be 73 cents a bottle.
Wow.
How about
73
that?
Cents. 73 Icy
cents.
Cold.
Icy cold.
Yeah. Delicious
stuff.
Budweiser that you're going to race.
Yes. How can that, I mean, that's, right. You know, let's
What's
think
the
about
average
that.
Cost of beer?
He can't say that.
No, I'm not saying Harry Carey's. I'm saying generally. What would you say?
I would say the average beer is somewhere around $6, $7.
Yep. Yeah.
Downtown.
Okay.
I always like to do this at the toast, too. You remember Hands Across America, where all the people around the world were holding hands for unity and charity? I get six fans of Rose and Anna's to hold hands like that and then pass the beer to each other until it gets to me. So we call that Beer Across America.
That's going to be
Across Harry's, actually.
Yeah, that's what it's
and the
be.
Great thing about this toast is it's global because we can go online. It's literally around the world. There are hundreds and hundreds of bars around the world that have celebrated this, and there's going to be a lot more this year celebrating with us.
Beautiful
so if you can't
thing.
Be there... You can be online.
How many have we done together, Frankie? I mean, of the 18, I think maybe 12.
Yeah, I've been there. I actually did the very first one. It was crazy. The very first one was insane. But,
it's the most fun of the year.
Yes.
It's just the most fun of the year.
Well, it falls at a great, obviously you're remembering Harry. And when you remember Harry, you always remember him with a smile. And you always remember him, I'm sorry, Rich, with the Cubs.
And, well, primarily. But the Cardinals, of course, the Chicago
at least,
White Sox
at least where
as well.
I work.
We all get to claim them. That's
right.
A great thing.
And that is the point because he just loved all baseball fans. But it's that time of year. His birthday is March 1st. It falls in that time of year right when spring training starts, right when we're ready for baseball.
Right.
It's a perfect time to have a bunch of beers and think about what lies ahead.
And a lot lies ahead for both teams. Right? I mean, for whether you're a Cubs fan or a Sox fan, there's a lot of hope this year. Well, the Cubs, I mean, there's not just hope. There's expectation.
It's
the weight of the world.
If you work where I do, it's a little bit over the top.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. Frankie, don't move. We'll talk about that. But so Frankie O is here. Harry Carey's is here. The Worldwide Toast Harry Carey is on Tuesday. We'll be there at the Mothership 33 West Kinzie and Dearborn. Richard Roper is in the studio with us. It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. And, of course, Frankie O from Harry Carey's. We're doing the Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey on Tuesday at Harry Carey's, starting at 3 o'clock, going till 7 o'clock, the happiest happy hour ever. And we were just talking about Norm Van Leer, because Bob Love is going to be with us representing the Bulls. We always have a representative of every major sports franchise in Chicago. And Bob Love representing the Bulls, and he played with Norm Van Leer. Norm Van Leer, as it turns out, Mark Carmen just reminded us of this, that Norm Van Leer and Johnny Redkerr died 7 years ago today.
Has it been 7 years?
Yeah. How about that? Gee. How about that? So this is a moment to have a toast
to
those two giants, one literally a giant of Chicago sports.
I'll toast to him right now.
There you go.
Norm Van Leer was the greatest, right? As was the redhead.
Yeah.
They were really... Those were champions.
Yep. So nicely we have all of that. So, Frankie, thank you so much for being with us. We want to thank Budweiser for being the fine sponsor of this. Budweiser and Bud Light will be serving that in the Progressive Happiest Happy Hour of all times on Tuesday with the price. It starts at $3 a bottle.
Even that at $3 is an amazing deal, but it gets better each hour.
And works its way right down to 73 cents. We'll explain it. Legally, I'll explain it coming up.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to explain it a little bit.
Do you have to say
on.
That like real fast at the end?
I did something. There's some sort of legalese. All right. Top 5 of 5 coming your way, plus Roper Reviews, Tom Skilling, all that. The Knarble Wagon is rolling.